This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Come on, studio.
Morning.
Man, I'm ready for a good one today. Hey, Kristen in North Carolina, thank you for calling.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm really good. I appreciate you calling us so early in the morning. Can I help you with something?
Yeah, so my soon-to-be fiancé and I are trying to find a first song, and I love country, and he's warming up to it, and I was wondering if you had a suggestion for a first dance, and not something that everybody and their mom has already done for a first dance.
Yeah. Well, with first dances for me, I got to say, like, I just come off the top of my head, they're not country songs to me. Like, I think you could go with the newer one, like Today from Brad Paisley is a good one.
Yeah.
Because it's like Today, mm-hmm. You know. But, like, I go old school stuff that stood the test of time. For example, like, first dance song, if mm-hmm. you're, like, off the top of my head. Like, The Beatles. No, The Beach Boys, God Only Knows. Do you know that song?
You may have to hit me with it.
Okay. It's a beautiful song. Eddie, you know this song?
Of course I know this song.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
The first line of that song is always the weirdest for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it goes,
it's like, what?
I may not always love you.
You're like, that's not nice.
Yeah.
But it's really, it's God only knows what I'd be without you. There's no idea because I just wouldn't be what I am now.
Makes sense.
Love that song. That's old school. I mean, you want to go old school too? Like, this is a pleaser for everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Etta James at last?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. I mean, there won't be a dry eye in the house if you're doing Etta James. You'd be like, I think you put onions on every table.
At last,
as cliche as it is, tell me you still don't get a little bit of chill over that.
No, you're right. And it's been a minute since I've heard it.
It's been since American Idol season 2 when everybody sang it.
My lonely days are over.
I just like the classic songs. Even like Elvis. I can't help
yes.
falling in love with you. And then just out of the box, like Crazy Town Butterfly.
Oh, yeah.
You caught up there. First dance.
Yeah, you're like, get up, get up, get up. Come, my lady. Come, my lady. Come on, get up, mama. Let's go. Come, my lady. And all of a sudden, you break it out.
You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady.
This would be awesome if I was at a wedding and this is their first
Right, you would laugh, right? Yeah. And you'd be like, that's awesome. That's a fun couple.
And they had a little routine.
Yeah, it's like out of nowhere. Just imagine if you started with like it goes like this. You're like, oh, this is sweet, Etta James at last. And then all of a sudden, it was like, record scratch.
Oh!
Yeah! Then you get on the microphone. Wedding, it's time to get high! Ho, ho, oh! Hit it! Boom.
Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
Then everybody gets on the dance floor with you and shares the first dance.
Yeah.
Dang, then you're all naked. Oh, never mind.
Wait,
never mind. No. We gotta get the show going.
Where
here.
Where are you?
I don't know.
Yeah. Bobby Bones Show.
Wow.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
So this correction officer was on his way to the gym, and he has some sort of training. If you're a correction officer, you're trained to do certain things, mm-hmm. CPR, things like that. He's walking into a Walmart, and he sees a group of people huddled, and he walks over, and there's a mom. She's crying. Why is she crying? Because her baby had stopped breathing, and her baby was turning blue. So he knows infant CPR. So he hopped down, does infant CPR, which is different than adult CPR, obviously, because you have to do tiny CPR. You have a little tiny CPR.
Right.
So he does that. The baby started choking and then spit out whatever it was. He saved the baby's life.
Oh, my goodness.
It took like 20 minutes. Like, he wouldn't stop. 20 minutes. The ambulance showed up, took the baby to the hospital, and the baby is now making a full recovery. His name is Annabelle Pizarro.
Wow.
So that's crazy. And like to have be calm and do that is awesome.
That's super cool.
I see you.
That was I See You.
Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray. There's been dangerous mudslides in the Pacific Northwest after heavy rain right around Seattle. A state of emergency has been declared in Spokane County. In other news, in Florida, a man is being charged with trying to blow up Target stores. Luckily, they caught him before he did anything bad, and he's in jail. And finally, health officials are saying that the flu vaccine seems to be working well this season. Cases are down, so that's really good news.
Big three.
News stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
A listening treat for your ears this morning. Charlie Worsham is coming in. Now, one of my favorite guys. You may know this song from Charlie Worsham. It's called Could It Be? Like, Charlie was playing the Opry at age 10. He's going to come in and talk and play music, and it's early, but I think you're going to like it. Charlie Worsham coming up next. Thank you.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
I'm bringing you the good news right now. All positivity. That's our goal. There's so much sour stuff in the news. That's not why we're here. Why are we here, Amy?
We're here to tell the good.
Now we're here to tell the good.
Yeah.
How's that? Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
How about this? Responding to a call about an elderly woman who hadn't eaten, police show up, check on her, then decide to cook her breakfast, and they hang out with her for like an hour.
Wow.
And just talk. So they make sure she's good. She is good. He's like, well, you know what? I checked on your well-being. We're safe. How about I make you some breakfast? Let's watch some TV. Because she's been by herself for a long time. And that's an officer that is just going above and beyond. I love that. Amy, give me the song.
Tom Mitchell is a mechanic who works on school buses and sometimes fills in driving. And on one of his routes in Clarksville, Tennessee, he was taking a group of special needs students to school. And that's where he noticed that one wheelchair-bound child was struggling to get out of her house and onto the bus. So he decided to do something about it. He built her a ramp.
Wow.
That's above and beyond.
Woo! Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Thank you. Lunchbox.
The mayor of Johnston, Iowa, always wants the community to give back, and she tries to raise money for the food pantry. So every $10 donation, she runs miles. So far this year, she's had to...
Whoa, really?
Yes. So far this year, she's run over 300 miles because people keep donating to the food pantry.
Wow. That's awesome. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Man, that's good news right there. See? Don't you feel better?
Yes.
You feel better?
Yes.
Thank you. Can you get amen?
Amen.
Thank you. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. One of my favorite artists is in, Charlie Warsham. Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
It's good to see you again.
It's good to see you. Been a minute.
It has. It's been... When did Rubberband come out? 2013?
It did, yeah.
It's been that long.
You called me that morning. I was in New York. That was my first phone call that morning.
So Charlie's here, and by the way, a couple of Charlie songs that I really love. This is Could It Be. This is like old Charlie right here.
Yeah.
And this is Want Me To. I love this song. Now that's old Charlie. Now I love old Charlie. But this Cut Your Groove song, this is a good song.
Thanks, man.
It speaks to my heart, too. Because it's about being yourself, right?
It is. And, you know, these things, I call them coincigod, but I started reading your book recently. I couldn't put it down. And
I didn't tell you to say this, by the way.
No, you didn't. No, honest to God, no.
Did you buy it? Because I didn't give it.
No, I did. And the thing is, I start reading your story, and I'm freaking out because it's all you guys. Like, it's all your stories. It starts with you growing up. And all of your struggles that you had to overcome, but then you get to Austin, and then you come here, and you're bringing your folks with you. And hats off—I don't even wear a hat, but hats off to you for having the bravery to tell that story, because that's being vulnerable is tough these days.
Well, thank you. And I'm going to play some of this Cut Your Groove before you play it here. This is Cut Your Groove from Charlie Warsham. I feel uncomfortable when people compliment me, so I like to move on.
I get it. I know. Yeah. I read that.
I mean, it could be this. Charlie, is this your version? This song? This is you being vulnerable?
Yeah, it is. It is. And the whole record was kind of that process for me, but I call Cut Your Groove my theme song. It's my fight, grind, repeat.
Oh,
it's,
you know, nice.
Yeah.
Lil-O-V-E, you got a melody, make them hear it. Shout it out loud and clear till you rattle the walls of the atmosphere. Start right now, start right here, because the world keeps spinning like an old big troll. Round and round, over and over, when the needle drops.
It's like find your place in the world. That's what I hear. It's like, it takes a minute.
Yeah.
You got to find it. I want you to play that in a little bit.
Okay.
I know you have your guitar with you. I was talking on the air. You and Brandi Clark, I love Brandi too, are going out on the road together.
Yeah, we're
going
to have fun.
And you're going to play in the evening, apparently.
Yeah, it's going to be an evening with us.
Yes, because it's called an evening with Brandi Clark.
That's right. No morning shows, but we can't get up as early as you guys. But
you could if the bills depended on it.
That's right.
That's fair.
That's why we do it.
That's fair. That's true.
We got to eat.
Yeah.
So Charlie's record comes out April 21st. All right on the date?
That's it.
The full record. And we're going to play Cut Your Groove. He's going to play it live in a minute. But if you wouldn't mind, I'd like for you to play something that you didn't write, that you hear and you go, like, man, that's like a jam. Sometimes we like artists to come in and do something that we call cover art. So what would you like to play for us, Charlie?
Well, I've had the pleasure of singing this song a couple times with the guy who wrote it and made it famous. And being over at Warner Brothers, John Esposito is a big Philly soul fan. And when it comes to Philadelphia soul, there's nothing better than Hall & Oates.
And so I suppose you sang with John Oates?
I got to sing with John a few times, yeah. And it's always a blast, and I've always loved this song because I can definitely relate to it, and it's a jam.
All right, Charlie Warsham here. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play Rich Girl. We're going to change some of the lyrics.
Yeah, ixnay on the B word.
Yeah, that's right. All right, itch. Cool. I've got an itch, girl.
All right,
I've got an itch.
There we go. All right.
Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore, but you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Nice work, Charlie Watson.
Yeah.
Thank you. And we got to edit it for the kids in the car.
Nice.
That's it.
I love it. Hey, can you hang out?
Yes, I can.
Okay,
I'd love to.
I want you to play Cut Your Groove live in a second. I know you have your guitar. Tune it up. We're going to come back. Charlie Warsham's here.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
All right, my buddy Charlie Warsham's in the studio with us. Let me run through some things real quick. You made your Grand Ole Opry debut at the age of 12.
I did.
You're also a really, like, cerebral guy. And I don't want to get too much into it, but I was reading your Facebook page, and you, like, go after, like, the Mississippi State legislators. Because they were cutting the arts program, and you were, like, putting in all of these numbers. And anyway, I read that on your Facebook, and I was like, dang, Charlie, I know you're a smart guy. And we're connected in a lot of ways. Lucy Silva's.
Yes.
You were here last time with her.
That's right.
Dear friend of mine. You played for her when she came in and played on the show. Two, she wasn't my girlfriend at the time, but when Lindsay L. did her 24-hour play, you went in and out and played with her to help her.
Yeah.
Like our first week on the show, they came and toilet papered your car.
That's
To announce that I was in town. He just lived at the apartment complex.
That's
and got
right.
toilet paper.
Yeah.
You also love John Mayer, and you did a whole show of John Mayer.
We did a John Marathon.
And I was like, because John Mayer's like, that's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty late, though, if you're getting up at 3.
I couldn't go, and I would definitely go. And you know what Charlie does, too? He does, during CMA week, at least last year, you played downtown.
Yeah.
And, like, Eric Church came by and played with you?
It was insane. Ernest Tubb Record Show.
Yeah, at Ernest Tubb. And it's tiny.
It's a small place, and there's not a lot of AC going on there either.
Didn't Brandi Clarke play with you last year?
She played there.
You got to let me in this year. Like
you got it, man.
Last year I couldn't get in. I know Charlie.
We'll probably still be going when you wake up, so it actually times out perfectly, you know?
Well, I would like for you now to play this this song called Cut Your Groove.
All right.
Because I love the message of it. It's like, find your spot in life, live it, love it, you know, cut your groove. Charlie Warsham, you can buy this song right now, and the album comes out April 21st. This is called Cut Your Groove. Here we go. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore, but you can go to bobbybones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to bobbybones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
That's amazing. You. For those that don't know, like, you ask people around town, like, who's the best player in town? And Charlie Warsham's name comes up pretty much every single time.
Well,
like, the best.
Thanks, man.
Do you still play fiddle?
Well, the fiddle, I still play banjo and mandolin. The fiddle was a not quite successful two-year experiment.
I wouldn't say not successful.
Well, no, you're right. Yeah, it led me to other things.
That's why I was wondering if you still played it at all. Cause
I have a fiddle. And I play, you know, I can play it if anybody needs to run
that's crazy,
wild
though.
Animals
that's
off the property.
He could probably bring it in and play it, like, still be like, no, 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 no. But Charlie's, like, up there, man. Like, I talk to him, I'm just like, I feel like a third grader.
Oh, man.
Talking to a Harvard grad.
Wow. Hey, you wrote a book. Exactly. I haven't written any books.
Mm. You write a book with every song, Charlie.
Well, wow.
Ooh, that
every
was good.
Song. Wow. Yeah. I'm going to take that one. I'm going to hold it. Yeah.
Did you know he was in that show Bones, by the way? He was a murder victim.
Do you know this?
That's another way we're kind of oddly connected.
And I love it. Yeah, I love Bones.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The show.
Oh, okay. Cut Your Groove is the name of the song. We'll talk to you again when the record comes out. We got 2 months or so.
Yeah, but, we got some time.
You and Brandi Clarke will be out, and that starts in April, too. We'll talk again.
It's going to be a fun year.
But I'm excited for you, man. I'm just a big fan. So
thanks for the chance to come on here and hang with you guys and sing some songs.
I'm digging the hair, the facial hair, the longer hair. Like I said, you look like Charlie Warsham's evil twin brother. Yeah. I like the look.
Thanks, man.
Not evil.
Yeah, yeah, you it's dark. Dark facial hair. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, just been through some stuff.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you soon, dude. Charlie see Warsham, you. Download Cut Your Groove. Back in a second.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Eddie's our video producer, and he's 37. He's got 2 kids. And he's also a legend in his own neighborhood. Is that true?
It's absolutely true. The boys in the neighborhood, I guess some of the kids have been seeing me riding my skateboard around. And, like, I don't really know anyone in the neighborhood, but I can tell they're watching me. And, like, a couple weeks ago, I saw some kids being like, oh, wow, that's so cool. He's riding. But the other day, I was carving the hills up, and I guess the noise in the wheels brought people out. And I had a whole audience, and I heard some of the kids go, there he is, the skateboarder.
I've seen you skateboard on your Instagram.
Yeah, what do you
and
think?
It looks like you're going really, really slow and really, really straight.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm carving it up. I'm going side by side, kind of like a snowboarder would on the mountain.
So you feel like they're flocking outside to see you.
No, I know they are. I made one turn and they all started clapping.
No,
I'm serious.
What if they're like all gathering outside to just wait for the moment you fall? They're like, there he is. Let's see if he falls today.
That's
I got
up.
Five. I got $5 on the old man falling, Timmy. You in or out?
Yeah.
Stay safe. Eddie, skateboards aren't meant for 37-year-olds.
Of course, safety first.
Yeah.
Oh, do you wear a helmet?
No, 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 no. What, are you kidding me? No, they'd have no respect for me if I did that.
Can you do an ollie?
No, it's a longboard. It's all about riding. It's kind of like the Harley of skateboards.
So oh, chill. Stop that.
Yeah.
You're so cool.
I know.
Okay, we got to get a... I want a video of you carving it up.
Okay, easy.
With your fans watching.
Yeah, I want the what do they call that group of people that watch it golf? The gallery. I want the gallery watching you carve it up.
Yeah. You got it.
All right. All right. Skater boy Eddie. He was a skater boy. She said, see you later, boy. He was Do you wear like one of those wife beater shirts with a tie around your neck when you go down?
No, man. I just wear my regular clothes.
Oh, okay. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show. Woo! The Bobby Bones Show. You guys want to roll a Never Gonna Get It?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because if so, I'm just the man for you. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, men will use 90% of this, while women will only use about half. Are you ready?
Yes.
Men will use about 90% of this, while women will only use about half. All right, do you guys have your answers?
I mean,
yeah, that was an easy one.
What?
My brain is all... Okay, I'm just coming to you right now, Lunchbox. I'm coming to you. Men, 90% of it. Women, half. Go ahead.
Tongue. When you go in for the kiss, tongue.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right, we'll come back in a second.
Oh,
never
goodness.
Gonna get it. We'll see what everybody else says. The Bobby Bones Show. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. All right, never gonna get it. All right, the question is, men will use 90% of this, while women will use about half. You're never gonna get it. Never, ever gonna get it. Never gonna get it. Lunchbox went with tongue as his first answer.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, I come back to you for a second answer first.
Gas in the gas tank. That's it.
That's a good guess, yeah. Not it.
Oh.
Amy.
Wow. Like, if there's... chicken on the bone, like, or the carcass, like, they take care of most of it, but women don't.
The carcass. Okay.
I don't know.
Eddie?
That's weird.
so
I mean, I just came to brains.
Brains.
What? That's so rude.
I know that's terrible.
That's rude.
I'm so sorry.
No.
I can't.
Eddie, you did not get a gold star.
No.
Take that back. No gold. No, stop it. Okay, no.
Like,
no.
Sorry.
I'm going to play Brad Paisley today. We're going to take another shot at it. We have listeners on the phone, and if you win for them, they'll get a copy of my book, Bare Bones. I'll sign it for them. It's also on Amazon right now for $5 off if you guys want to get it. Bare Bones on Amazon. But I'm going to play today from Brad Paisley right now. The Bobby Bones Show. All right, let's give it a run again. You're never going to get it. Men use 90% of this. The average woman uses about half. What's the answer, Amy?
Like your toiletries or your beauty products that you have? Because like even guys have lotion or something.
Mm-hmm. Lunchbox.
Dang it.
That's easy. It's the clothes in their closet. It's all the items in there. They got so much, women don't use half of the stuff they have in there.
Hmm. Let me say that. Lunch is closer than anybody else, but that's not it. But use that as your guide. Eddie.
Sometimes you have an electric razor in your closet.
Does your wife use your electric razor?
No, not at all.
Do you guys share razors, by the way? All of you guys?
No.
No.
I use my wife. She doesn't know it.
Oh. That's so gross. That's so gross.
Not it. Okay, so think about this. I'm going to give you a hint.
Yes, please.
90% of men do this. Now, think about men where we're more efficient. And think about women when they probably go overboard with something.
Got it.
Oh, Lunch has it again. All right, Lunch, go ahead.
Shoes.
No, not shoes.
You just said everything in the closet.
Yeah, but he said...
Amy and I are a perfect example of this when we travel together. Oh, I shouldn't... I gave away too much.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm in.
Oh, I got it.
I'm in.
Go ahead.
Whatever they packed in their suitcase.
Yes, that's it. Oh, I gave it away.
Woo!
Yes. Men use 90% of everything they take. Women use about half.
Yeah.
Dang.
And they overpack.
So yes. True.
There you go, Amy. Nice work. Trisha in Raleigh gets a copy of Bare Bones, who's listening on the phone lines right now. And I'll sign up for you. Amy wins for you, Amy. Thank you for winning for her.
Shout out, Trisha.
Shout out, Trisha. You can order Bare Bones, my book, on Amazon. It came out this week, and it's only $10. So there you go. There's that. Do you know you can flip a coin on Google?
Yeah.
If you don't have a coin in your pocket, but you do have a computer, you can go to Google and do coin flip and go heads or tails, and it's there for you. Like if there's ever a debate. I'm going to go right now.
Yeah, go do it.
So, Google,
uh-huh.
How do you spell that?
G-O-O-G-L-E.
Okay, Google, .com or .edu?
Yeah, .com.
Okay,
yeah.
And then what do I type in?
Type in flip a coin.
Flip a coin.
Yeah.
Okay, flipping. Oh, wow, and then it just does it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you type it, and you have to call head tells before you type it.
Or you can flip it again. It's got an option.
Yeah, you can do flip again, because it goes too fast. You just yeah.
Let's flip a coin. Amy, who gets to pick the next song? Call it heads or tails?
Heads.
Okay. It is flipping, and the answer is tails. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I'll be picking the next song.
Okay.
So it will not be Body Like a Back Road. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
But don't you have a coin flipping story? Like, you guys ever settle anything at your house coin flipping?
Yeah, that's how my husband and I have settled multiple things. The only thing that really sticks out to me of one that I really was upset that I lost was when we were decorating our first house, and he had this huge airplane mural situation, and he wanted to put it in the entryway. And our house was tiny. This thing was huge. Like, right when you walked in our house, it'd be like, bam, huge airplane. And we just could not come to a conclusion about it, and we flipped a coin, and he won. And bam, right when you walked in our house for a few years, all you saw was that airplane.
Is it still there?
Well, we moved.
Yeah, but is it still there?
Not in the entryway, no.
Why?
Because... the design of our house doesn't entertain such a piece of art.
All right, coming up in a second, someone on the show had to block someone very important in their lives from Facebook.
Oh.
Because of what they wrote. I'll tell you about that in a minute.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
We had a dance-off yesterday, and the results are in. They've been tabulated. Pretty much it's a tie. Eddie and Ray tied for best dancer on the show.
Wow.
And Lunchbox came in third, like not even close. I didn't tabulate the results. The tabulators of Johnson, Murphy, Wilson, and McCormick did. And so we paid them. They released the results, and here they are. So we'll put the video up on BobbyBones.com. But, Eddie, I did not think you were as good a dancer as Ray, but the people have spoken, and that's who matters.
Yeah, wow. I know you guys were hating, but, man, I'm glad the people spoke.
There you go. Our winners, Ray and Eddie, congratulations.
Yeah!
Let's go over to Amy now. 30 seconds, Skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Seconds Skinny.
The nominees for the 52nd Academy of Country Music Awards were announced, and we'll go over a couple of them. Entertainer of the Year went to Jason Aldean, or Luke Bryan, Florida Georgia Line, Carrie Underwood, and Keith Urban. I guess it doesn't go to them, but they're nominated.
Jason Aldean, is he on there, or did you just mess up?
Yeah, he's on there.
Okay, so let me kind of break this down, who I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Aldean won it last year. I think Carrie Underwood should win it.
Mm-hmm.
Luke has got a chance. Luke and Aldean have that chance there. Mo Urban's nominated for the most awards.
He is, yeah.
The only person I can't see winning it is Florida Georgia Line. But the rest of them have a shot. I hope Carrie wins it, though.
Yeah, and you've been saying that for
I think ever. She deserves to win an Entertainer of the Year award. Like, look at all she does.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be just, if I were betting money, whew, I would bet Carrie this year. That's all.
Okay.
I rest my case, Your Honor. Go ahead.
Got it. Song of the Year. You've got Blue Ain't Your Color by Keith Urban, Die Happy Man, Thomas Rhett, Humble and Kind by Tim McGraw, Kill a Word, Eric Church, and Tennessee Whiskey. Chris Stapleton, hold on, there's one more. Miranda Lambert, Vice. What do you think?
The thing is, I don't... Look and see who wrote Tennessee Whiskey, please.
Dean Dillon and Linda Hargrove.
Yeah, because Chris Stapleton didn't write that song.
Mm-hmm.
I think probably Humble and Kind wins it.
It's on a roll, yeah.
But Thomas Rhett's is such a strong song. It's been those two up against each other are tough. But I do think Stapleton wins Male Vocalist of the Year.
That'd be awesome.
But I think that probably kind of hurts that there that Chris didn't write that song.
Okay.
So that's my pick on that one. What else you got? Anything else?
Oh, I got the movies out today. Fist Fight is in theaters, only 26% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. You also have The Great Wall, 35% positive, and Cure for Wellness with 42% positive. So everything this weekend under 50%, not looking
well,
good.
Of those three, I think A Cure for Wellness wins.
Wins the box office.
Yeah, mostly because I think the producers put a lot of time into it.
Mm-hmm. You know anything about it?
No idea. I just continuing on with the theme of the conversation.
Okay, I'm Amy. Yeah. That's your 30-second skinny.
Lunchbox blocked his brother on his Facebook page.
He's blocked.
He was getting overly political.
Every time I go on Facebook, he has posted something political. He's commented on other people's posts, like going on political rants. And I'm like, brother, I come here to see pictures of my nephew, see some, you know, little family updates. I don't need the political stuff. You've got to stop. He's like, okay. Did he stop? Nope. So I said, block!
Why don't you just mute him so then he doesn't know?
Well, that's what I mean. I don't know how to block. I just hit his post so I don't see anything he posts.
Okay. Well, it's the same thing.
Yeah, he's blocked!
Did you yell that at the screen?
Yes. When I was doing it, I was like, blocked!
Dang.
It's pretty good because you can't... I mean, look... Facebook is supposed to be fun. I don't need political heroes on there. Doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on. Just keep it off Facebook. I just want to enjoy it.
Facebook hasn't been fun in about 2 years, mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you.
I'm like, what would people do if they had all this free time back that they spent being negative on Facebook?
I was on Facebook yesterday for like 30 seconds. And I went over and I think I was watching the dance video or something and seeing people's reaction. And someone said, Bobby, it really disappoints me that you don't read Facebook because we're listeners and... You should hear what we have to say.
Oh,
and
true.
I responded. It was the only one I saw because I don't go to Facebook. And I responded and I said, you know what? I read all the tweets. I try to read as many Instagram comments as possible, but Facebook is just too ugly for me. So I don't come over here. And I wrote, signed it BB so she would know it was me. And then I didn't go check for her response. Cause I don't go over there anymore.
Yeah.
I'm out.
You just dabble.
I just dabble. Yeah, I go over, you know, I take a little lick of the sucker and then I throw the sucker in the trash can.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Well, anyway, he can get your love back, Lunchbox.
Yeah, he can earn it back. He's got to show me that he has grown up a little bit and that it's all about family and he's back to normal brother instead of crazy political brother. And then he'll be unblocked. But for now, he is blocked.
Okay. What is he again?
Blocked.
All right.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Guy in Idaho, his house was broken into. And so he comes out, he goes, whoa. And then he saw all the prints from his pet squirrel. And so his pet squirrel attacked the burglar. And they couldn't find the burglar for a bit, but later the cops found a guy with bite marks and scratches all over him. And he said he was attacked by a squirrel. It happened to be this guy's pet squirrel. Like it was basically a protecting squirrel.
Wow. That's so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He said, I came in the front door and I saw snow prints out the front driveway. And I thought something was awry because no one goes through the yard. And he was immediately greeted by his pet squirrel. Then he noticed a few doors that were normally closed were open. And then later cops were like, this guy said he got eaten up by a squirrel. And we know you have a squirrel. And his pet squirrel got him. One
wow.
down. How about this one? This puppy was in like a 40-foot deep well.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get it out. And so they tried for days and days. So as they tried to figure a way to get in and get this well out, it's a really tight well, they would just throw sausage down there so the puppy could eat. And they would drop water down through there too. And so after 10 days, they finally got the puppy out.
Pretty cool video.
But for 10 days, they took pieces of sausage and just threw it down. And they ended up putting a metal arm down there and it grabbed the dog and brought the dog back up. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. It's so awesome.
Amy's booking a staycation with her husband.
Yeah, well, I'm trying.
He's coming back. He's been, you know, working out on the road for a while. And so you want to do a staycation. I guess my only problem is if I'm on the road a long time and I come back home, I kind of want to stay at home.
Oh, that's a really good point. That's a really good point. I had not thought of that. Well, he comes home right around my birthday. So actually.
Now we're talking.
I know. Now I'm being selfish, huh? Shoot. I'll reevaluate my plans. But he comes home on my birthday. And I was thinking, oh, well, it could be fun if we spent that night at a cute little hotel here in town that I've always wanted to go to. But I called to try to book it. And they said they had a two-night mandatory booking. Like, I had to book it for two nights. I'm like, whoa, I just want it for one. Like, I live here. I'm not paying for a hotel two nights.
It must mean it's a very popular hotel and they can do that.
Shoot.
But two, Amy, he's on the road all the time.
Yeah.
Like, if I were gone for a week and a half and I came home, I don't want to go sit the Holiday Inn next door. I want to stay in my own bed with my TV.
So you just want your own bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
want my own bed and, you know, I'm going to do my own things. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, I'm lame. I'll work on another plan for my birthday.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a birthday plan, not a husband returns plan.
Well, it was both. It was both. You know, like, we don't have to worry about, like, we can eat dinner at this place. Like, you can wake up, have breakfast. Like, we just, it'd be real carefree, you know?
You could also just get in a car and drive from your house to the restaurant.
All right. You win.
Guys, am I crazy or would you agree with me?
I agree with you.
You're not crazy, but, I mean, it is her birthday and she could decide because that's her day.
Yeah, it's my day.
You know what
Eddie,
I'm saying?
He's been gone. Okay.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, you're the deciding vote.
It's easy. Why would you even want to stay at a hotel in your same town? That sounds so lame.
It's called a staycation.
Yeah. Lame-o. Stay at your own house.
It's called a lamecation, according to him.
Yes.
It's like you pretend you're away, but then you save money because you don't really go anywhere.
You know how you really save money? You really stay in.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah. If the goal is to save money, you don't even go anywhere. You don't go two blocks down the road and pay for it.
I guess we could stay home and I'll pretend I have room service and like Postmate something.
Yeah, there you go. So yesterday we played a clip of Guns N' Roses, and this was the announcer.
Sydney!
And, but they're in Melbourne, Australia, and he's yelling, Sydney, Australia!
Sydney!
They're so irritated that the guy didn't know what city they're in.
Yeah.
But some of our listeners tweeted, said Chris Lane.
I got your fix. I'll be never let you down.
And we like Chris.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris was in Tampa, and three times he was like, Tallahassee!
Oh, no.
Three times?
Three times. Not just once, but three times. Like, how you feeling, Tallahassee?
Oh, man. I got your fix.
And the thing is, you have ears in, so you can't hear anything except the music with these inner ear things.
Oh.
And so all he's seeing is people, like, throw their arms up. He didn't hear them going, you suck!
Oh, no.
He hears them going, you rock! So, yeah.
Sydney!
They're so confused because they've been waiting for Guns N' Roses for a year.
Yeah.
But they're so upset at this one guy. So there's that.
I got your fix. I'll be
Tallahassee, you rock! Oh, no. We're going to come back in a second. A lot of things. One, oh, man, these bag handlers at the Vegas airport were accused of doing something. Like, if you fly and you have to go through Vegas, like, they probably got your bags and I don't know. But it ain't good. We'll talk about that coming up. And Eddie Jr., the 9-year-old's last basketball game, right?
Mm-hmm. It is this weekend.
And there's a crazy story that's involved in this where I was like, wow, this has happened? So we'll talk about that.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Our producer, Eddie, has the 9-year-old. And it's his last basketball game of the year, is that right?
Yeah, and they've had a pretty long season. Like, it's been, I don't know, 3 months maybe? 4 months?
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's been a long time. And
are they good?
No, they're terrible. They're ending a winless season, so we're hoping that this is it. This is the one that they win.
Wait, how winless? What's the record?
You know, I don't know how many games. Maybe probably 0-15, I would guess.
And
poor little guys. They practice really hard every day, or twice a week they practice. And they go out and they play, and they like always come back with bruises, and somebody cries, or somebody gets hurt out of their team, but they never win. So we're like hoping that they really come out with a win this time and end the season, because I think they all want to play next year and they've all become really good friends too.
So, is the team you're playing bad?
I don't know who we're playing. I mean, there's like a mix of maybe 10 teams that we kind of rotate out. And sometimes we play the same team that we played 2 weeks ago. So I don't know who this team is, but they're all pretty good.
How did he end up on such a bad team?
I think they separate them through like their levels of how good they are. And his guys are kind of at the lower tier of that. They're still learning basketball. Some of these other teams, man, they come in like calling plays and shooting layups and like shooting three pointers. And it's crazy.
0-15.
Yeah. So we're going to make that 1-15, hopefully.
Okay, let us know on Monday.
I will. I mean, I'm going to be praying for the poor little guy.
Oh, no. All right, let's do this. Positive up. We're going to thank somebody. Like this. I want to thank you, blank, for blank. We ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Yeah.
All right, Amy.
I want to thank you, Mr. Yeah. Dentist, for fixing my cracked tooth.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, it feels so great.
Was it hurting you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when my tooth cracked, I left it like that for a couple weeks because I thought I could just power through it. But my gums and everything around it was so sensitive.
How'd you crack your tooth?
I'm pretty sure it was on a Brazil nut.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dennis, man. Lunchbox, who you want to thank?
I want to thank you, Blue Apron, for changing my life. Is that how it's supposed to go?
Oh, man. Yeah.
You can just say it, and then I'll play the song.
Oh. Yeah. Well, yeah, I just want to say Blue Apron has changed my life. Like, I love it because it tells me exactly how to cook something, and it makes the wife's job so much easier. When she gets home, she knows exactly what's for dinner, and she has the recipe right there, and boom. It only takes about 30 minutes, and we got food on the table. I want to thank you.
Eddie, thanks, somebody.
I want to thank you to my wife, because I don't thank her enough. My wife has put up with me really big time this month because I've had bad mood swings because of my diet, and she's really put up with me. I've been a monster, so thank you, wife. I want to thank you for letting me be
myself again. Like, what's up with that diet? Are you done with it yet?
I'm done with the diet. Now I'm adding one food that I wasn't allowed to eat at a time. So, like, I'm starting with eggs first. And if I get some allergic reaction through eggs, then I have to cut that out.
Mmm.
Yeah, so good luck. Huh?
All right, my turn. This morning, got my Starbucks paid for by the person in front of me.
Oh,
wow.
I went once a week because it's $6. I go once a week. And a person paid for my Starbucks. So I want to thank you, person at Starbucks, for paying for my Starbucks this morning. Yeah. I want to thank our listeners, too, for letting us hang out on Friday morning. I want to thank you, our listeners, for hanging out with us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, can I do one?
Yeah, here you go.
I want to thank you to DJ Bobby Bones for the dance party.
Yeah. That's coming up on the show. I want to thank everybody who bought my book this week because it came out on Amazon for $10.
Yeah.
I want to thank you, everybody who paid $10 for that terrible book. Yeah. Woo! I want to thank you for letting me be myself. Anybody else?
I want to thank my dog for being my friend.
Wait, you're what? Okay, now we're struggling. All right.
We're stretching.
All right, we're out.
No,
all right.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
I mentioned on the air yesterday that a really nice boot company had come to me and said, hey, we'd like for you to wear boots. We'd like to pay you for endorsements. And I was like, I don't feel comfortable because I don't wear cowboy boots. Like, and I only endorse things that I am comfortable that I use or my friends use. And so I talked about that on the air. I just wanted our listeners to be open with the processes, how we do on the show. And thank you, by the way, for supporting our advertisers, because without them, we wouldn't be able to be on the air. That being said, I expected a lot of listeners to give me a hard time. But you know what they said for the most part?
Yeah.
As I was just reading tweets all day. They were like, just wear the cowboy boots, try them out. Then if you like them, do it. Like, rock the cowboy boots. And I was like, huh. I didn't think our listeners were like that forgiving of me. So I would like to say this. I want to thank you, our listeners, for being so cool to me. There it is.
Hey.
So I'm going to get a pair of cowboy boots. I'm going to start wearing them. And I'm not going to tell you guys. Just tell me if you notice something different about me when I walk in.
You got it. Yes.
Seriously, it's going to be amazing.
That's going to be awesome.
Three bag handlers at the Vegas airport accused of looting luggage.
Ugh, that's so sad.
Three baggage handlers at McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas are facing criminal charges. Oh. What they're describing as a behind-the-scenes theft ring. Arrests of a 27-year-old, a 19-year-old. They were taking luxury purses and guns. Because you can check guns.
Mm, yep.
Investigators then got a list of items reported missing, like straight up, and matched them with similar items sold to pawn shops. How crazy is that?
Golly.
I don't want to thank them.
No.
No, I said I don't want to thank them.
No, I know.
Turn it off. I don't want to thank them.
Stop the music.
Stop the music. Gee, I will thank the, I'll thank the police officers, though. I want to thank you, police officers, for catching these creeps for once. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Good?
Good.
Dance party comes up and tell me something good. At 55 after, the good news, the positivity. And then right after that, we'll hit you with the dance party.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Today is Random Acts of Kindness Day. So the homework I'm giving everyone in the studio is come back Monday with the random act of kindness that you did.
Okay.
Huh. Okay.
And since it's homework, it's not bragging. But yeah. I would also like to encourage listeners to go out and do this too. Our listeners, we're like one big team here. So a random act of kindness. And if you want to call us or tweet us on Monday, I'd love for that to happen. But Random Act of Kindness Day is today. Do something nice randomly, and then we'll come back. We'll report back on Monday. Everybody good with that?
Good.
Yeah.
All right, good. I was talking to my girlfriend last night because she is out on the road. She's out opening for Paisley, and you know I've been on the road a lot. And tell me if it's mushy and like a little overboard or if it's cool. And Amy, I'll go to you first, okay? When we watch shows, even if we're apart, we watch them together. Meaning, okay, well, hold on. Meaning, if we can, we will go, okay, I'm going to start this episode at 7 p.m., and she'll start the episode at 7 p.m. That way we don't get ahead or too far behind from each other. Now, cheesy or cool?
Okay, super cute and cool.
That's a facetious tone.
No, it's not. I think it's cool. I was laughing because Lunchbox couldn't contain himself and he's like throwing his hands in the air like you're the biggest loser ever.
Okay.
But I think it's really cool.
Okay. All right, let's go over to the man. They call him the hairiest, the scariest guy in all of the world.
Entertainment,
yes. Lunchbox.
It is so lame. Just watch it whenever, and then the next time you talk to each other, be like, oh, have you watched the episode yet? Oh, what'd you think? The fact that you're hitting play at the same time.
Not the exact same time, but around it. We're like, hey, I'm going to watch this tonight at 7. You be sure to watch it, because then we can text each other about it later.
Well, I can't believe you don't just FaceTime and watch it through her computer screen. I mean, if we're going to do that, let's be lame all the way around. Come on, guys. You can't get more cheesy than that.
Data costs too much.
Oh, sorry. But yes, just watch it whenever you watch it. You don't have to hit play it. Then, oh, within 2 minutes of each other, it's lame.
Too cheesy.
Too cheesy.
All right. Thank you for that. And I'll be the tie-breaking vote, and I say it's perfect. There we go. Thank you. I win that one.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear a good song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a song from Chuck Wicks called Whole Damn Thing. And I don't even curse, but it's a song title. It's like quoting something, right?
Yeah.
Everybody fair with that?
Yeah,
that's fine.
Okay, here we go.
To bring you back from a bad day. She's the kind of girl who ain't ever gonna wait. Now she ain't never gonna wait. Cause she's a cold beer and football, a red dress that just falls. Oh, she's
What do you think about that?
It's good.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Don't we have a flush it or rush it, Ray? Don't we have one of those somewhere?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Ray made one of those one time out of nowhere. Oh, love it or shove it here.
Love it or shove it.
That's Chuck Wicks called Whole Damn Thing. I actually think it's really good. So I
love it or shove it.
My favorite thing is that's the gold star that we give away too in the background. That's how many sound effects we don't have in our library. Mm-hmm. We have to reuse them. Because here's love it or shove it.
Love it or shove it.
Here's gold star. Oh, it's not the same, is it? Wow.
Wow. Are we
our library continues to grow. Yeah. Wedding etiquette with Lunchbox. What's happening, Lunchbox?
Well, we went to a wedding, and the bride and groom have a registry or whatever, but they also have a thing called the honeymoon fund, where you donate to their honeymoon. And I'm like, well, do they want presents or they want the honeymoon fund? And I didn't know what to do, so I just texted the bride, and I said, hey, do you want money for your honeymoon or do you want the presents? And my wife said that was very rude and, how do you say it, bad etiquette is what it's called, she said.
So you want our thoughts?
Yeah, is that bad to ask the bride what she really wants?
All right, around the room, Amy?
I think it really depends on how close you are to the bride. If you felt comfortable enough to text her, sure, but I could see how your wife may be like, whoa, let's just make the decision together and pick out a gift or donate money and let's just do it and not talk about it.
How close are you? 10 meaning you guys made out. 1 means you don't even really know her. It's just because she knows somebody that's close to you.
Mm. Oh, 10.
Oh, wow, y'all made out?
Nice.
Maybe that's
nice. No, Eddie, that's not nice. Wait, you've made out with her before?
Yeah.
Oh, this is such...
Jerry.
I mean, come on, guys. I mean,
did
what do you expect?
Really?
Maybe. So you're going to the wedding of a girl that you hooked up with?
I mean, hey, she was at my wedding? What's the big deal?
Oh, yeah. I'm not faulting that, but I'm wondering if maybe that's... I have no room to talk. But I think that... Maybe would your wife have an issue with you texting this girl? And it's really about that, not about the etiquette?
No, my wife doesn't care if I text girls. Like, whatever. I have girls.
Oh, famous last words, right? Boys. I'm gonna tell you, famous last words right there.
Oh, I don't know. Bobby, what do you think about this?
I didn't know he hooked up with the girl. I'm out. I'm out of this. Lunchbox, you shouldn't have done it. Like, I'm out. I go no. Amy?
Yeah, I mean, I go... You better not get her a really nice gift. Or you better not donate a lot.
Eddie?
It's fine to ask, and there's no problem there. I can't believe you made out with her. That's funny.
So what did she want?
She said money for the honeymoon, so I donated the honeymoon fund. That's what I did. Boop, boop, boop. Donated. Good to go.
But it was from you and your wife.
Yeah, and we put a little congratulatory note, said have fun on the honeymoon. And I mean, I can't believe I'm the villain here. Amy had the guy she made out with in her wedding.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me just ask this question first.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've ruined all men for her?
Oh, probably.
Like, the guy she's marrying, you're kind of like, yeah, I should probably give you a little more because you didn't end up getting me.
I do look at it that way. Like, she's like, man, I missed out on the catch of the life, so I'm settling for this guy. So, but I hope they're happy.
Okay.
Because I am a prize.
And Amy did have a guy that she made out with in her wedding and did not tell her husband.
Eventually, I did.
Yeah, on the air. Hey, does he know, Lunchbox, that you made out with his wife? His about-to-be wife?
Ooh, I don't know.
Oh, great.
I have no idea. My wife doesn't know I made out with her.
Now she does.
Wait.
Now she does.
Wait.
Now she does.
Whoa, hold on.
Oh, boy.
I want to thank you for sharing these secrets on the air. Yeah.
Really let it all out here.
No. Oh, boy. All right.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
You guys want to play a little bit of 1 second a song game?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you 1 second of a song. You have to name the song. That's it. You get 1 second of the song. Ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Amy.
No,
wait,
just write it down.
Stop that.
I think that pretty much gives it away, though. But here we go. 1 second a song. There you go. Everybody good?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm able to win.
Amy?
Body Like a Back Road.
Eddie?
Body Like a Back Road.
Lunchbox?
Little Big Town.
There you go. It is Body Like a Back Road.
Body Like a Back Road. Driving with my eyes closed.
There you go. That 1 second is this 1 second. You want to do another one?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, here we go. 1 second a song. Oh.
Oh, man.
Does that sound familiar to you guys?
Yeah, yes. I got it.
All right, here we go again. There you go. Think about that right there. Going around the room. Amy.
This water tower. Jason Aldean.
Lunchbox.
Riser.
Eddie.
A little more summertime.
Dude, this is a good game for you.
I love it, dude.
Yeah. That 1 second turns into...
Boarding up this water tower. Southern whisper in my ear.
All right, one more. Here we go. Name this one.
Ooh. Got it.
Dang, dude, you may be good enough to challenge the champ.
Stop. Like you?
Play it again.
Yeah.
Oh. Guys.
Hey, wait.
Fine. Okay, here we go.
I'm in.
All right.
Ooh, that is
Little Big Town.
Okay, I'll scratch that out then.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
I had Pontoon, but that ain't right.
Okay. You did have Little Big Town.
Yeah.
Amy.
This is my jam. Dirt on my boots.
Eddie?
Dirt on my boots.
Yep.
Yeah, girl.
Oh. That's the 1 second. Here you go.
Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight.
All right, all right. Eddie, I think you win, right?
Three. I got three. What do you have, Amy?
I have two.
Oh,
I got
sorry.
Zero.
What'd you say?
No, we
zero.
Know. We know.
Oh, you have Lunch Box Zero. Oh, yeah. You guys Little Big Town, all of them. And sorry, there were no Little Big Town ones in there.
Dang it.
Eddie, for your enjoyment. All right, there's your winner. Knock, knock, knock. And we're out.
Bobby Bones.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Hope you have a good weekend. Couple things. One, everybody is to return on Monday with a good deed. National is Random Acts of Kindness Day. Today is National Random Acts of Kindness Day. There we go. So today, go out and do something randomly, and it's kind, and then bring it back on Monday. We all good with that?
Yeah.
Good luck to Eddie Jr., Eddie's 9-year-old son. He is 0-15 in his basketball league. It's the last game of the season. Good luck. I hope he wins, Eddie.
Thank you so much. Me too.
Other than that, the Bobbycast is up on iHeartRadio. You can hear that. It's with Walker Hayes. So that's coming up. You know who's going to come do the Bobbycast in the next couple weeks? John Oates from Hall & Oates.
No way.
That's so cool.
Yeah, right?
That's really cool.
So, yeah.
That's like your first legend.
I don't know about that. Hey. I would argue.
Really?
Yeah, we've been on there, Amy.
Amy's been, yeah.
I meant like legendary. Isn't you have to be older to be a legend?
I mean, Amy, you're not spring chicken.
Oh, man.
Dang. Okay, yeah. Okay, in that case, yep, you've had a few legends on.
I'm just kidding,
I'm
Amy.
I'm episode 10, BTW.
Amy is episode 10, and it's a fantastic episode. The Bobbycast, go to iHeartRadio and search Bobbycast. Have a great weekend. We'll see you guys on Monday. Thanks to Charlie Warshon for stopping by. And Amy, I was totally kidding. Before I get all the mean tweets, you set it up, and I had to go to that joke.
Oh, don't worry. I feel awesome right now.
Oh, see?
Just kidding. It's fine.
Oh, it's fine. No. Nothing's ever fine.
It's okay.
Oh, no. I want to thank you for being the best co-host around.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Perfect.
Yeah. I want to thank you for looking so youthful today.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
All right. You're all in the clear now.
All right, cool.
Young.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We're all getting older, though. Bad news, everybody. Yep. Gotta go.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones. Show. Yeah.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me It could be for a vacation for you. It could be me working. It allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on Amazon today.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.